Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rotberger from Young Israel Passaic Lifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's shiur is going to focus on both Daf Yotes and Daf Chaf. The first part of the shiur is going to be discussing the difference between Purim and Chanukah as relating to a katan, and the last is going to be a small little ha'ara. Second part is going to be a small little ha'ara on mitzvos of the yom, things that have to be done during the day. Let's begin the first part of the shiur. Let's begin the first part of the shiur relating to the katan. The Mishnah tells us, Hakol kesherim likros ha-megillah, chutz mi-cheresho to the katan. Anybody is fit to read the Megillah, which means that anybody from your shul or from the community can read the Megillah, and if he reads the Megillah for you, you fulfilled your obligation. The only people that can't do it are a chayrish, somebody who is deaf and can't speak, a shote, somebody who is mentally challenged, and a katan, somebody who is under bar mitzvah. That's what the Tanakhama mentions in the Mishnah. The Mechaber paskens like this, and the Mechaber goes on to say that it's not just any katan that we're talking about, like a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, but we're even talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch, a katan who has reached the age of literally chinuch, his consecration or preparation, where we train our children to perform mitzvos. Really, our children aren't chayiv to perform any mitzvos until they hit 13, but already we start sending them to yeshiva at a young age, and already they begin davening, making brachos, putting on tzitzis from the age of 5, 6, 7, and so on. Clearly, a katan who is 11 and 12 is higia l'chinuch, but the Mechaber would say is that such a katan cannot be motzi'e gadol. And the question is, why not? He knows, obviously, he does the mitzvah, and he does have a certain type of a chiyuv. So the Mechaber is based on the Tosfos on our Gemara, and the Tosfos explains the following. There is a difference between a Gadol's obligation to hear Megillah and a Katan's obligation to hear Megillah. And what's the difference? So while the truth is, the mitzvah of Megillah is a mitzvah derabanan. The mitzvah of Megillah is a mitzvah derabanan. The chiyuv of a gadol is min haTorah, right? A Torah tells us that from a Torah level, anybody who is a gadol is obligated in mitzvah. So it happens to be that by mikra Megillah, it's only a derabanan mitzvah, but his obligation to do mitzvos, that itself is an inyan of deoraisa. When it comes to a katan's mitzvah of Megillah is derabanan, and his obligation in general, the obligation of chinuch, that is also a derabanan. So you can't have someone who is a double derabanan, meaning a katan whose whole chiyuv and mitzvos is derabanan, being motzi a gadol whose whole chiyuv of mitzvos is deraisa, even though in truth the mitzvah itself is a derabanan. So that's why, according to the Mechaber, any katan, even a katan shehigia l'chinuch, cannot be motzi a gadol in the midst of Megillah. And if we stop the shiur over here, we have a nice explanation. Everything would be good. The only problem is there is a halacha in Hilchos Chanukah which seems to contradict what we just said. The mitzvah, the Mechaber says in Simin Tafresh Ayin Hei in Hilchos Chanukah, v'im hidlika cheresh shota v'katan lo asa klum. That the cheresh shota v'katan, those three people, those three groups that we mentioned earlier, lit the menorah, they haven't fulfilled anything. They haven't done a ma'isa mitzvah. And it doesn't count as a hadlakas near Chanukah. Even if a gadol placed it there. And here's the key. There is someone who says that your gadol is allowed to put the candles down, and a katan shehigia l'chinuch is allowed to light it. And there is someone, there are rishonim that are and this is quoted by the Mechaber, Yesh Mishamatir, that such a situation is mutter, and you would be yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah. And of course, the question is, wait a second, how could a chayre, how could a katan shegiya lechinuch over here be motzi the person, the motzi the gadol? What's the case? Again, you have the case where a gadol puts out the nair, and a katan shehigia lechinuch, an 11-year-old, lights it for him, and we say he's yotzi. How does that work? When it came to Megillah, we said that that same katan cannot land the Megillah for you. Why? The katan is chayav on a double derabbanan level. The gadol is chayav only on a single derabbanan level. So let's say the exact same thing by Chanukah. By Chanukah also, Chanukah is a chayav derabbanan. Chinuch is a chayav derabbanan. Masha'in came the man, the gadol, he might have a chayav derabbanan of near Chanukah, but his whole general chiyuv of mitzvos is min haTorah. So why is he yotze by Chanukah, but is he not yotze by Purim? So this is a question that is addressed by Rav Soloveitchik. And the Rav says, what you have to do is take a step back, look at the difference, or look at the essence of each mitzvah, and the obligation that you have. And by understanding what the essence of each mitzvah is, you'll be able to understand why the halacha is different in both cases. Let's take first the mitzvah of Chanukah, since that's what we just left off with. The basic chiyuv of Chanukah is ner ishu beso, which is an interesting expression. It means, literally translated, a light, a candle, for each person and his household. It's almost as if the chiyuv is not necessarily on an individual to per se light it, as there's a chiyuv hadlaka, but rather there's a chiyuv that the menorah is burning in a person's house. So you might ask me, what's the difference whether he's got an actual chiyuv to light it or whether it has to be lit in the house? The teretz is, explains the Rav, is that by saying that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beso, it just means that you need to have in your house a Ner that has been lit for the purpose of Chanukah. When a Ner has been lit for the purpose of Chanukah, it's transformed from a regular candle into a Ner Chanukah, and by that, you could be Yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, so that's what the Rav says, that when you light a candle for the purpose of Chanukah, it becomes this Chefetz Shel Ner Chanukah, and by that, that fulfills your mitzvah of Ner Ishu Beso. What creates, or what can turn, or consider make something considered to be a Ner Chanukah? So the Rav goes on to say that all you need is a semblance of a chiyuv in this mitzvah, semblance of a shaychus to this mitzvah, and that will be enough to generate a maisa strong enough to turn your lighting into an Ner Chanukah. So if you look at a woman is chayeves from the din of afi hayuba oso hanes. So in that type of a situation, again, har hadlaka will work and turn it into an Ner Chanukah. If you look at a katan also, the katan is chayev in Ner Chanukah midin chinuch. Now, wow, albeit the level of chiyuv that he has is not the strongest. It's not strong enough in a regular case to be motzi and gadol, who has a much stronger chiyuv. Nonetheless, since all we need is a semblance of a chiyuv or a shaychus or a relation to the mitzvah for it to take effect, his chiyuv from the din of chinuch, albeit on a lower level, is enough to propel it to the point where his action is considered to be a full-fledged maisa hadlaka to transform this Ner into Ner Chanukah, and you're going to be yotzei. But if you look at Hilchos Purim, everybody has a din chiyuv of kriya. And when a person lights a Ner for you, it's not a question of kriya ishu beso, and that's just accomplishing something that, you know, as long as the Megillah is read in the house. No, everybody has their own individual chiyuv. And when a person is reading the Megillah for you, it's not that he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah in the house to transform the ner into a ner Chanukah. Rather, he is being motzi you from the din of arevus. Arevus is where one Jew cares for another to the point where one could be motzi another one in a mitzvah. We only say or the din of arevus when both people have an equal chiyuv. So if you have the cheresh shotev katan and the mechanism by which the mitzvah is going to work is arevus, meaning his kriya is going to cover your kriya, in that case it's not going to work even if he's higia l'chinuch, because his level of chiyuv of a trade the rabbanon is not strong enough for you or to take care of your chiyuv of chad de rabban. But if the chiyuv is that all you need him to do is to accomplish a maisa hadlaka, and that is accomplished through the basic minimal chiyuv or any semblance of a chiyuv that a person has, in that case, that type of a hadlaka would work. And that's why, the Rav says, we have no stira between the Mechaber in Hilchos Chanukah and in Hilchos Purim. In Hilchos Purim, because the whole idea of a katan being motzi a gadol works for our rebus, that's what's going to stop us from doing it. And it goes on the Rav to say that this would be the difference also with a woman. You see, when it comes to Chanukah and when it comes to Purim, Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav actually quoting his father, wanted to say that really a woman is pater from mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and really a woman is pater from Mikra Megillah. And the reason is, it's a really a mitzvah sasei as monogram. Aye, why are they chaya? They're chaya because of Afin Hayuba Oso Hanes. So comes the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wants to say that, a chiddush, that when a person is chayav midin, Afin Hayuba Oso Hanes, it is a lower level chiyuv than a person who's chayuv from the actual mitzvah. That being the case, we could understand why the thing would apply, the halacha would apply that a person's wife can be motzi him in hadlaka. Let's say he's not going to be home until much later. There are situations where we allow the wife to be motzi the husband. Masha in king, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that you cannot have a woman be motzi a man. With the simple reason, again, do we say the idea is arevus, or do we say the idea is facilitating that you have a ner in the bias? If the whole concept of the whole chiyuv or the whole issue of the mitzvah is facilitating that you have a ner in the bias, so again, as long as you have any type of chiyuv, in this case by a woman, a chiyuv of afin hayuba oso hanes, that is enough to allow her to be motzi the man. But if we're dealing with a chiyuv of kriya, which works through arevus, in that case, says Rav Moshe, a woman would not be able to be motzi a man. And by doing this, we've solved and we've taken care of the stira between Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Purim. And just a small little ha'ara